we are thinking of moving from California to Florida. How do we safely move our coins? Do we need to sell? Franklin, that one's for you. And they're in California, in Southern California.
Yeah, the easiest thing to do is ship them by registered mail with postal insurance. They'll hold them at the post office for 3 weeks. And so, you know, you've got plenty of time to pick them up.
Yeah, you're going to have to break them down into packages of $25,000 or less, right?
Right. Packages valued at $25,000 or less. But that's a lot. That's far preferable to me to let the Yankee government take the risk of getting them there than me putting them in my car and taking the risk of it.
Yeah, there's a lot of things. I've driven that route. There's a lot that can go wrong. Would you please comment on the information that Sis Bernanke has stated he will no longer serve after the end of his present term, and the expected appointee is qualified? What a mess to clean up after Bernanke leaves. I would not want that job, would you? Okay, Stuart, would you agree to take Bernanke's job?
I like to consider myself an honest person, but there's so much to steal from the taxpayers there, I might be over-tempted. So I might take it based on that. But I will say hip, hip, hooray if he's going, because what that man has done, I think he's a lot meaner person, or he's under some kind of blackmail. One of my richest clients in New York believes that his family was threatened by the banks. Now, who really knows if he hadn't pumped all that money into the banks at the lows. But I think that what he's done is, you know, you mentioned like with a small business person, there's $85 billion a month that he's printing up. And none of it is going towards electric cars, solar power infrastructure. None of it is, not one cent is going to anything other than over-the-counter mortgage derivatives, not mortgages, derivatives, and government T-bonds.
Except, Stuart, if he's buying $85 billion from the banks, the question, are they turning around and putting that in the equity markets?
Well, I think they're definitely juicing the Dow a little bit, but they need that much to juice it.
Okay.
The rest he's sending it back to the banks. Sure, they're putting some in the equity markets. I think they're just loaning it back to the Fed and collecting interest on it, and even get a quarter of a point off at $40 billion a month. Why not? But I think anybody that replaces him could probably, I think, would be better for gold, at least. I think I call her Janet Kuroda, after the Japanese head of their central bank. But I think Janet Yellen will engage more I think she's even more in favor of inflation, much more than he is. And I think that what gold investors have always wanted to see is coming if she takes his place. There's no guarantee that happens. She is the front runner, though. So I think just a little more patience is needed. I think what's happened with the crisis has just it's turned out to be much, much bigger than I think anybody really envisioned. And what that means is it takes longer for gold, which ultimately ends the crisis, to come into the money system and end the crisis. It's just that much further away.
Okay, another question. Is it possible that the CME could fail if the demand for gold and silver delivery increases even slightly? That is, they will not be able to deliver the physical metal. Franklin, this one is fully for you.
No, I don't think so. I think they'll do what they always do when they get in a crack, and that is they'll cheat. They'll lie, they'll cheat, they'll steal. And what I mean by that is they'll go to cash settlement. They'll just make the announcement, well, you don't get the gold, you'll only get the cash value of the gold. And
they'll change the rules.
Cash. Yeah, they'll just break the rules. That's what they've always done.
Okay, next question. Upon April 12th, 400 tons were dropped on the market. There was a buyer for each seller. Do we have any feel for how much buying represented covering short positions versus how much buying represented taxpayer gold effectively sent to Asia at bargain prices? If bullion banks are getting wealthy dropping tonnage, would anyone at the helm care about U.S. gold reserves going to Asia?
Well,
go ahead, Stuart. Be my guest.
Yeah, I just kind of stared at silence there, so I figured it was my turn. I think what actually, my take on what actually happened there in that, why gold crashed like that with you know, hundreds of millions of physical buyers, it started even before the crash. They were, you know, already buying in March. March was huge. And I think what the banks did was they encouraged some European governments to dump gold, and they dumped it on the COMEX, and the banks were the buyers of that gold, but bid for it at much lower prices. And you know, so if you're offering, well, we'll sell the gold for you, so we'll dump off a thousand contracts at a time. Well, then they put a bid in for 500 contracts, so the price is, you know, is just free falling. And they end up buying it all, and then most of the gold sold in Asia has to come through the bullion banks. So they dole it out. There's a shortage of gold in Asia, and yet the price is tanking. And they could do it again. They could bring more government gold from Europe. I don't know whether they would get a payoff to some of the government people there, or just say, look, you don't get any bailout money unless you like get rid of some of your gold reserves. And the market could be hit again, even though there's this huge demand on the street. It can't absorb, as Franklin mentioned, you hit the market with 400 tons. The retail crowd can't, and they can't even buy it anyway. There's the gold isn't there for them. So,
right.
And then the dealers freak out because, you know, they've bought this inventory. They've got a turnover period. So if they've paid, you know, even if they got a good price, say $1,550, and suddenly now it's $1,400, they don't want to sell that to customers. They're going to eat a loss. So they're going to be buyers there, but they're not going to be sellers. So the retail crowd can't. Everybody basically lost except for the banks. A big surprise.
Okay, one political question, which I'm going to send to Franklin. You've spoken to the Tea Party movement before. Sorry, but I forget your comments. Recently, there was an article about the top 10 Tea Party members in 2010 all seem to have disappeared or left the government. Bachman, Paul, Palin. Care to comment?
Oh, well, I think the Tea Party was co-opted early on, and certainly by now has been largely co-opted by the Republican establishment, and so that they've managed to pull its fangs. But I don't know about the fact that those people have disappeared. I mean, in the case of most of them, I'd say great. But
I'll tell you a funny story. Go ahead.
Well, it's just the Tea Party people that I've talked to just don't, most of them just, in all due respect, just don't know sic'em from come here. They understand that something is wrong. They understand that changes need to be made, but they don't think them through any better than people from Occupy Wall Street much. So I just, you know, they have sound sentiment but bad judgment, I guess is what I'm trying to say.
Well, it's funny. I had attended a couple of Tea Party meetings in Jackson, and I encouraged you to come and speak at one of them. It was a wonderful group of people, you know, with great ideas and doing great things locally, who I like very much. And they had one guy who was lobbying the state legislature, and who I thought was terrific. And one day I started to get this unbelievably, you know, Washington-controlled pro-centralization email on that list. And I called him, and I said, what in the world is going on? And he said, oh, well, you know, we've we centralized all the email under the Republican Party in Washington. And I said, what? Who gave you permission? You know, I never gave you permission to do that. And the next thing you know, I started getting thousands of Romney emails. And sure enough, the whole thing had just been, it was like a vacuum cleaner. It centralized it all into Washington. It was pretty scary.
Yeah.
Anyway,
well,
who knows?
I just made a broad statement about Tea Party people, and I'll go back and just back, you know, crawfish as fast as I can. There are a lot of those people, those folks at Jackson were mostly very, very sharp, and they put things together. But there are a lot of them that are not that way. They know something's wrong, but they don't know why it's wrong, and they don't have any idea how to climb out of it, how to back out of it. So,
yeah,
for that reason, they were very easy for the Republican establishment to co-opt.
Okay, well, there's one last question, and I can't tell you, I really understand it, but I'll throw it out, and maybe you guys will. U.S. inflated from 1980 to now, yet gold went down 21 years and only started to move in 2001. Wouldn't you agree that gold is government hedge and that can be so in a deflation, stagflation like now, or inflation?
Well, I'll simply say that gold can go up when interest rates are falling or when interest rates are rising. And in the current situation where you get the quantitative easing, that until people began to believe that it's under control, it's sterilized or ending, gold was rising in the environment of falling rates. But when you get a currency event, which I believe is coming, but it's still because the U.S. dollar is the reserve currency of the world, it takes a lot. You know, it's like finishing off Muhammad Ali in the ring. If you're just a little featherweight fighter, it takes a lot of debt, a lot of government mismanagement to finish off the U.S. dollar. And I don't believe it's going to be finished off, but I think it's going to go down. And so, if though you get a situation where there's a loss of confidence in the currency, any currency. And so what happens then is the central bank or the government begins raising interest rates to try to attract investors in there. And you had a brief situation in 1979 where that happened. They're raising interest rates and supposedly to stop inflation. But if you get a situation where they're raising interest rates to bring back confidence in the currency, it can reverse. So institutional investors start saying, "Yeah, they're raising rates, but the situation's out of control. So I want gold. I want gold." And that's when you can get a parabolic move in the gold price. So you can get a steady rise in the gold price in a situation like this, quantitative easing. But I think what's coming down the road is a currency event, where there's a loss of, not a complete loss of currency, of confidence, but I think you'll get to a point where it seems like it's going to be the dollar is doomed, but gold will end up rescuing it. But in the meantime, you'll get that kind of a parabolic move in gold.
We had one other question, which I'll take. Are paper gold stocks and ETFs dependable investments in view of gold, coin, and bullion? To me, gold, coin, and bullion that is outside of the brokerage system is clearly superior in terms of providing that insurance, which gives you real diversification. There are many reasons why, for liquidity and other things, you might want to hold something through the brokerage system. But I always see the bullion and coin as your core position outside of the brokerage. In the brokerage system, there's a wide variation in quality of gold and paper stocks, and we could have an entire Slayer report on that, but I would refer you to an article I wrote called GLD and SLV Disclosure in the Precious Metals Puzzle Palace. I wrote it in 2010, and it's a good review of the big ETFs and why I am not very enthusiastic about them, except as possible trading vehicles. Okay, well, gentlemen, we're way over time. Anything you would like to add in closing? Stuart, if you could just, in closing, give your web address and tell us how we can sort of stay in touch with your work, that would be great.
Sure. You can email me at Stuart, Stewart, at Graceland, Graceland, updates, updates.com, Stuart at GracelandUpdates.com. I'm currently setting up a new website on a new server, which will be up on Saturday, which is www.gracelandupdates.com. Or you can email me at Stuart at GIMCayman.com, which is my investment management company. And definitely appreciate being here. I enjoyed that first part. I listened from the beginning, so that was really great. I've never heard the your entire report before. That was a gift. Thanks, Catherine.
Franklin, anything you want to add before we close?
Well, it's springtime. If I were y'all, I'd just enjoy myself. I've spent less time worried about this and more time planting a garden or doing something that's really important.
When I first started to invest in precious metals, whenever the gold price would do this, I would go down and talk to my cousin's cows, who would tell me to, you know, get grounded and chill out. Okay, well, Franklin, I really appreciate it, and I know you've got farming to do as well. So, have a wonderful evening, and thank you for everything.
Oh, thank you. I love it.